BERKEY today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney with another edition of America Tonight. Coming up in this hour, Fannie and Freddie are like the neighbors who decide to put up mini mansions but don't have enough dough to finish. Looks like the initial guesstimates were wrong, and it's going to be closer to $400 million. Speaking of robbing Peter to pay Paul, the Interior Department keeps taking money from the Border Patrol for the environment. This time it's $50 million. So I'll explain what that environment thing means. But talking about the word environment, things in some parts of the Gulf Coast aren't so good. Here's what the people are saying on the streets.
I don't think BP purposely did this, but I think that they are ineffective, inefficient, as is the federal government, and trying to stop it.
You hear the horror stories that come out of Valdez and people's central nervous systems breaking down. And I mean, there's just too many horror stories that come out of Valdez that may wind up doing the same thing down here.
Yeah, and what about those tar balls on some of our white sandy beaches? The Florida governor isn't shy about speaking up. Charlie Crist, he says the Sunshine State is still open for business. Look, the beach is great right now, and trust me, we are monitoring this thing at the first sign of trouble.
Most of the beaches in Florida are pristine, are unimpacted by this event. We monitor the situation with our boats and our vessels of opportunity. Gives us the chance to know exactly where the sheen is, where the tar balls might be, where the cleanup needs to be taking place. It is not misleading to say to any potential tourist that our beaches, the vast majority of our beaches, are beautiful, the water is clean, the fish are biting, and they can go scalloping.
All right, that's good news if we can hold Chris to that, because he doesn't know how long the spill will go and ultimately will it reach XYZ Beach on the West Coast, and could it come all the way around and hit the East. It's a good sign that it's not happening yet. Just Fort Walton was hit, and Pensacola has had tar balls, so that's not great. Ask Jimmy Buffett, who just opened a brand-new hotel and is furious. You know, if you want to talk about trying to raise money to help the people, Buffett is doing that in the beginning of July in a special concert. You know, we had Live Aid and Farm Aid, and now we have, we screwed up aid. Please. We didn't have enough regulation. And oops, BP doesn't care. They're doing whatever they're going to do. So we need to make up some money to help these people. And coming up later this week on America Tonight, we're going to talk with a chef who will break it down for us as far as the seafood is concerned. Because you hear conflicting stories about, okay, oysters are off the menu of Red Lobster, which they are. I checked with the company, and the reason is because of the Gulf Coast, but yet I talked to other people. Oh, what are you talking about? It's fine. No, it's all good. Well, there's a conflict in what some are saying and what others are saying, so we're going to get the scoop and right from the horse's mouth. A Louisiana, very famous chef, will come on Wednesday, and we'll break it down by that point as this leak continues to just roll through the Gulf waters. You can click on any time and watch a live feed of it. It's sickening to see it. I mean, honestly, something has to give here. Something has to give. Yes, some of the oil's been siphoned off. That's good. And there are people that are trying to help in other ways, do whatever they can. People out there cleaning it up, and the tar balls are being picked up. But, you know, the marshes are, some of the marshes anyway, now I hear it's closer to 30 miles back in Louisiana, are pretty ripped up. And you're starting to see more of the oily bird syndrome. And we've had people on talking about that. You know that the chances of the birds, the wildlife surviving, any of it really, is around 1%. Key thing here is, folks, they got to cap it. Contain it. Do what you have to do and then move on from there. Forget all the other crap and all the other nonsense. Focus on that. And that's been the problem. That's been the biggest blunder of this thing right from the very beginning. Speaking of blunders, this is the first thing I said. Fannie and Freddie, check it out. Almost $400 billion. I think I said million. Easily interchangeable, but it is billion, not million. $400 billion. I mean, we talk about this rescue of the banking industry. So now it's the government's decision to seize Fannie and Freddie that's going to bite us even more back in 2008. It's going to cost you and me serious money. But let's break this down. How much is this going to cost each of us if you figure that it's B with a billion? I'm not going to hit the wrong key like they did that day on Wall Street. So the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan CBO, is saying that that's what the final bill probably is going to hit. And some analysts are even predicting it could be higher than that. $1 trillion is the worst case scenario. That's an incredible tab. And that's assuming a 20% loss on the company's $5 trillion in loans and guarantees. So you know what? It's just like what happened with Countrywide. It's exactly what happened with the big mortgage companies. The two government-sponsored enterprises actually have more houses. They own more houses than there are. I was stunned when I read this today. They owned more houses than there are in Seattle and are foreclosing on homeowners whose mortgages they guaranteed. This spells an economic apocalypse for all of us because we're paying the price for that. So let's line this up. So in some cases, they underwrite the new mortgage for the new buyer, generate more money, more bank fees that taxpayers ultimately have to absorb. On average, they get back less than 60% of the amount the borrowers failed to pay. Cost for selling a house, about 10 grand. Fannie and Freddie hire people to clean up the foreclosed homes. They have to because they're trashed for the most part. I mean, inside and out. They're missing appliances. People are urinating on the walls and throwing paint on the walls and all kinds of stuff. I mean, the properties are a mess until they're sold. And even mowing the lawn. It's more than $10 million a month. Million dollars. Last year, all that were sold, they call them GSEs. All the GSEs that were spent, all told, $1 billion on upkeep. $1 billion on upkeep. Why does nobody ever talk about this? This is why short sales, and we've talked about this, then we've had a couple experts on, in fact, two different experts. Short sales are a growing alternative to foreclosure, and it's looking a lot better when you think that we're taking it in the shorts anyway. That's what happens, because we're paying for this. Oh, it's so nasty, and I don't understand why there aren't more people outraged about Fannie and Freddie. Right from the get-go, we knew it was a disaster. But when you tell me $1 trillion, oh, I mean, how bad does it get? How awful does it get? Yeah, I'll tell you what, keep everything in cash that you can possibly keep in cash the way it's looking. It's going to be duck and cover for most of us, I think, in the next couple of years. All right, coming up on the flip side, other things to zig and zag and jaw about include the planned mosque near Ground Zero. Finally, more people are starting to pay attention and are a little upset by this. I'll give you the scoop. And we got to lighten the load a little bit, folks. The Lakers, their big day, celebrating in L.A. That's next, Round the Bend.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
They say there was tens of thousands of Los Angeles Laker fans lining a two-mile parade route. They were waving those purple and gold flags, the color of the Lakers. They had T-shirts that read back-to-back because it was back-to-back championships for the Lakers. And you had Kobe Bryant and Derek Fisher and Ron Artest and the rest of the crew waving to the fans. They were on a flatbed 18-wheeler. They were taking pictures, the usual thing that you do in a parade. I'm always curious as to how many people line up. And I guess 6 hours before the parade, people started to pour into the area, to the parade route, to actually get a close glimpse and have a better seat. The crowd estimate, it can always be a little bit off, but they say about 2 million. 2 million is pretty good. 2 million is a lot of people to come out for that. And if they win next year, that's 17 championships, 16 championships for the Los Angeles Lakers. So the parade, the route they took, if you know anything about Los Angeles, was from the Staples Center, which makes sense, to the Galen Center, which is at USC. And, you know, they throw the Laker girls out there, and they've got, you know, past Laker greats like Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and people are screaming and chanting and all that kind of stuff. But it's got to be weird. You know, when you go to a parade like that, it's not like going to the Macy's parade or some parade where there are balloons and bands and, yeah, you know, pretty much it's the Lakers and that's it. So you're a diehard fan. You are just lining up for the Laker flatbeds to go by you. And, oh, yeah, the Laker cheerleaders and maybe a couple of other cars with celebs in it. But that's it. I mean, it's not the Rose Bowl parade. And then you're done. Poof. Have you ever been to a celebration like that, Matt? There's a big difference between a parade and a celebration of fans for a championship.
I can't, I mean, the one thing I remember of something like that was my high school, we won the state basketball championship. I think it was like my junior year of high school. And we all went back from where the game was back to the high school. And there's a big like parade of cars and like partying and that kind of a thing going on. So I guess that's the one thing I remember that's sort of like that. Because
I love it how you bring it down to the level of your childhood compared to the Lakers.
Of course. Well, that's the one thing I remember.
I remember when I was in Girl Scouts and we had a little mini parade around the block.
Hey. I take my memories to my heart and I keep them forever.
You do. You do. You need to scrapbook. You're not too masculine for that. I mean, you're a masculine guy, but you shouldn't feel like it's feminine to do that.
That's the one thing I remember. I don't know. It's Minnesota. We've had two World Series titles. I didn't go to either of the parades. Other than that. Oh, okay. Here we go. Back-to-back national champions in college hockey. I can't believe I forgot this, but I was down there for the riots down on in Dickey Town. That's what they call the area by the University of Minnesota is Dickey Town.
Uh-huh.
And after the first one, because it was like the first time people had won back-to-back championships in hockey in like a really long time, so it was a big deal. And, of course, the state of hockey. And after the first one, there was kind of a mini riot, but after the second one, there was this ginormous riot. And my buddy lived down there at the time, so I went out there for that. And I wasn't a part of the hooligans, but I was a part of the scene.
Yeah, watching the riots and making sure that you didn't get hit with anything.
Right.
Speaking of riots, that's a good segue. Thank you for that setup. The Los Angeles City Attorney's Office is saying that 10 people are going to be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges, including inciting a riot, unlawful assembly after being told to disperse, throwing flammable objects. Because, see, that's what I was getting at. These parades are so short that people just want to, woohoo, it's done, you're kidding. I came out here and I'm just standing around and now the parade is over. So after the game even, people were, you know, doing the car thing where they set fire to cars and smash windows and throw things at fans and police. And then they had 42 people arrested. But there's always a few nuts in the crowd. You are guaranteed that that's going to happen. There was even a cabbie whose taxi was attacked and burned by the mob. And you know what? They felt so bad at the Staples Center. The owner, AEG, just gave the cabbie a $10,000 check. They just covered it. They said, forget it. We're covering all the expenses. Because the poor guy was an Ethiopian immigrant who's been in the U.S. for 9 years. And this is, you know, this is like his livelihood. That's it. So they wrote the big old check for him. So we move from the Lakers to something else, diving back into the politics of the Muslim world, really, and the mosque and what it's come to symbolize for some people. I think the big mistake in New York is the idea that you can put this Cordoba House Mosque, being part of a Muslim center, two blocks away from what is still known as Ground Zero. And I understand the people at the Cordoba House are saying, look, this is a conciliatory thing. This is a positive thing to embrace that Muslims can be peaceful and wonderful, and that we are not those extremists and whatnot. But now more New Yorkers are waking up from their slumber and are saying that a mosque would be inappropriate so close to the place where, hello, 3,000 people were killed. The center is a project of the Cordoba Initiative. Now, that's, for those of you who don't know, in a nutshell, a group that's trying to improve relations between Muslims and the West. So they've got an auditorium, a swimming pool, bookstores, a prayer space, all that. So they have this awesome, sexy, fabulous structure for Muslims, including the mosque, on very sensitive territory. There are so many people whose lives were ripped apart by what happened on 9/11. So, you know, the big question of the World Trade Center still hangs in the balance. A lot of people think the site should be flat out a memorial and a place of remembrance and reflection and never forgetting what happened and remembering the people who were snuffed out in an instant. And it's being contested. People are arguing back and forth. What does it mean to us even as Americans? What does that... I mean, this is a great question. America, if you're in St. Louis listening to me, if you're in Dallas, if you're in Brownwood, Texas, if you're in Connecticut, if you're in New York, well, in New York, I kind of have an idea of what it means, what it would mean to you. What does that site mean to us as Americans? I think a mosque hits more than a raw nerve. It's like hitting the third rail. Even Muslims disagree over what the real wisdom is behind putting a mosque near the site of attacks. You have to remember this. You want to go back to who flew the planes into the World Trade Center buildings. All in all, and the attacks overall, 19 Egyptian and Saudi Arabian thugs, scumbags, jihadists, whatever, who called themselves Muslims. They're the ones who followed through with the act. So I say this all the time. Yes, there are peaceful, wonderful people who are Muslims, and you can stereotype about any religion or about any ethnic background, but it's completely insensitive. It's just flat out stupid. I think it's stupid. I don't think that this builds an understanding among non-Muslims, and that doesn't overcome negative public opinion because of these high-profile cases like lately, Abdullah Matalib, the Christmas Day bomber, Faisal Shahzad, just in court today screaming out about how he would plead guilty 100 times over and again, and the United States doesn't care about other people and what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan and yelling at all kinds of nonsense. This is not helping. This is not helping. And if there are people unfamiliar with the religion, it doesn't do anything to, I think, embrace the religion. So you've got the Shahzad thing and the terrorism that could have happened there with the car bomb, the Abdullah Matalib thing, like I said, and doing it in the name of Islam. And flat out, he said that, flat out the Christmas Day bomber said the same thing. So having a mosque in an area where people would have contact with ordinary Muslims, I understand the theory. Well, hey, these are just great people. They're New Yorkers, just like everyone else, the Protestants, the Catholics, the whoever, the Buddhists. But it's insensitive and just plain stupid to build it that close to ground zero. What say you, America? Am I all wet on this one? 800-259-5791.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
I have a feeling he wasn't a beautiful baby. Tony the Terrible, which would be Tony Hayward, the BP CEO, had a big announcement that the reservoir that feeds the gushing well in the Gulf of Mexico probably still holds 2 billion gallons of oil. Oh, man. So you look at the reservoir that's tapped by the out-of-control well, you start to do the math, and you look at the daily flow figures wherever they are, because we know that the estimates are all over the map, but let's say it's 100 million gallons. And right now it's like 126 million gallons probably that gushed from the wellhead. And whether it's in the water or captured or whatever, it still means that there's maybe 94 to 97% of the oil still there. If you do the math with the flow rate, you're talking 2 to 4 years for all the oil to leak from the field if it can't be stopped. Oh, that would just be beyond what I can even think of in my head. I have no words for it. Asinine, insane, just a vast wasteland. If we cannot find a way, in 2 to 4 years to cap this, then we're a nation of dummies. And the British people are idiots, too. And that company is pathetic. British Petroleum. If you can't tell me that all the people in that we could possibly bring together, that somebody doesn't have a junk shot that will solve the dilemma, I think that would be stunning. I can't imagine it lasting beyond the fall. I mean, this is a crisis. You're talking about 2 to 4 years. Come on. All right, let's go to Tom, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there.
Good deal.
You know? Yeah, they don't drill 5,000 feet unless they got a pretty good pool of oil down there that's going to run for a while.
Sure. And so it's so crazy that at first we're, 5,000 barrels are coming out a day, and it looks like we might get a handle on this. You knew right from the beginning it wasn't going to be a short scenario.
You know, I heard on the news today that the president gave Brazil, Petrobras down there, the oil company, $2 billion so they could drill at 1,500 feet.
Yeah. I heard that, too.
Those Shiites up there, man, they're just adding insult to injury. I think that's exactly what they're doing.
Because of the oil spill?
They want Sharia law up there is what I've heard on the news.
Yeah, go back to what you said again, Tom. I lost you kind of a little bit there.
Well, my ADD is working real good tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about the oil, and then I skipped to them Shiite Muslims. So where do you want me to go back to?
Yeah, go back to the Muslims that you're talking about. You're talking about the mosque situation?
Yeah, that mosque they're building up there by the, you know, the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
That's just adding insult to injury.
Oh, absolutely.
That's exactly what. And they want more Shia law in the United States law. That's exactly what they want. And
well, we shouldn't have any Shia law in the United States law. They can take their Shia law and take it back to the desert with them. I mean, it's outrageous. It's outrageous that they want to put the mosque there in the first place.
Exactly.
I mean it's just outrageous. Americans were killed there. Are you kidding me? People were killed there. Innocent people who were going to work. People who were delivering things to one of the buildings were killed. Bodies were falling out of the windows, out of the sky, because the people had a choice. Gee, I can either be burned alive or I can fling myself out the window to my death. It's sickening that they think that this would bridge the gap and it would end the stereotypes between people who are non-Muslims and Muslims. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're never going to end that.
No.
If you check your history, 79 A.D., I think the entirety of Europe was Muslim until the Christians took it back over. They've been fighting up over there for God knows how long, man. I don't know. But, you know, I got a couple acres down here in Texas, and we're going to have to get to the border now. And I was told by the powers, the sheriff, that if I had an armed insurgent enter my property, that I could deal with it appropriately to, let's say, neutralize the threat.
Well, that's good news to know that you don't have to, like, have an unmarked gun and plant it on him and then drag his body off your property.
Oh, no, not at all. They just told me to call up and tell them how many body bags we need. That's what they need to do down on the border. I mean, if we have armed insurgents entering our country, then we need to react appropriately, and that is an armed defense.
I agree with you. I mean, we keep wimpifying the situation, and the problem is, you know, if I'm a Border Patrol agent and I got people with guns that they're pointed right at my head and they're going to start pulling the trigger, which is the weird scenario, the things unfolding with the 15-year-old kid that was a drug mule on top of things. He was carrying people back and forth between the border, but I heard that there might have been some drugs involved, too, with him. I mean, what do you expect people to do? What are we going to do? Just let people just walk in and not do anything about it? Just point the machine guns our way and walk through us? And, geez, we hope you don't shoot us as you try to get further up the belly of the country. It's ridiculous.
Well, I know one thing. If they come on my property, there's only going to be one story, and I'm going to be telling it.
Amen, brother. I understand what you're singing. I agree with you. If that's what happens, you saw what happened to that rancher. If that's what happens, you have to do what you have to do. If somebody's going to try to take you out, and that's the idea of having a gun, you have to be willing to do what it takes if it comes to that. So if somebody were threatening you, I'm glad that they're telling you in your county that you have every right to take action.
Yeah, we have a very redneck county here.
So
we had a Muslim couple move to this small town not too far from me, and they lasted about 4 months, and they left.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have that kind of person around here.
Yeah.
We're just heavily harmed and easily agitated.
That's my favorite phrase that you have ever uttered, Tom, the very first time you called this show. Thanks for the call.
Yes, ma'am.
See, and this is the deal, and it's what he's saying. Because, and here's the part I don't understand, and, you know, you get crucified when you start to talk about this, but it's like the mosque situation in New York. I know some great Muslim people who are fighting the opposite. They're trying to tell people that are more, we'll call, radicalized in their thinking, what are you doing, man? If you're living here in the United States and you embrace the United States and you're trying to get people to just treat you like any other American, you just act like any other American. And I think more, there's too many of the silent majority in the Muslim faith. So the people who are good, solid Americans and happen to be Muslim should speak out. And they should speak out that, okay, we don't agree with this. And we're right there with you, brother. You see the infidels, we're right there with Tom. I mean, I'll do what I have to do because I'm an American first. And that's where this all gets lost. So the idea of the mosque in New York is just the worst idea that you can imagine, because you're not... Would some people embrace it? Would some New Yorkers who could be Jewish, who could be Catholic, who could be whatever faith you want to pin on them, would some say that's fine? Absolutely. There are plenty of people, plenty of ultra-liberal left people who would agree with that and say, yes, this is what we need to do. If you do this, this will help solve the problem. This will help solve the crisis, and we shouldn't have that. We're the United States of America. But then you see this thing like Faisal Shazan. He was willing to embrace America, absolutely, and suck off the tit of America, pretty much, by going to school here, taking advantage of everything he could, becoming a financial man, and assimilating with his young kids and his family, then letting his property almost go into foreclosure while he's training in a Pakistani camp, because he wants to kill people in America. Then he spouts some information off to the Attorney General, appears in a courtroom today, and has nothing but nasty things to say about the United States and how the United States is wrong in what they're doing against the Muslim people, and that he would plead guilty 100 times over again. And he wasn't contrite by any means. He wore his white skull cap, and if anything, he pushed further the stereotype and then some. So the timing of the mosque couldn't be worse, to put it near ground zero when people like Shazad are walking around. And, you just can't think the people that put this deal together, the Cordoba people, how could they think that this wasn't going to touch the third rail? Manhattan, there's plenty of real estate in Manhattan that's up for grabs for the pricey amount that they were bidding for the piece of land, ultimately, that they got for the mosque. So, you know, they could have put this mosque up and had the whole Cordoba principle. Okay, we're going to show you how peaceful the people are and how wonderful the people are and getting rid of stereotypes. But they didn't have to put it on ground zero. They didn't have to put it there. Big, big mistake. It's not official. There's still a chance that could be blocked, but I think it's because the city signed off on it. I think it's going to be tough to get rid of that idea. Hang with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Now you say that you love me. At the beat of so I'm true. I want you to cry. I want you to cry. I want you to cry. I want you to cry.
Into the category of Cry Me a River, including the French squad World Cup. Come on. They started training again on Monday, a day after the players went on strike. They were protesting one of their strikers' expulsion following an alleged row with the coach. So the French sports minister had to intervene, and he's going to hold talks with the coach and his players, and said that the nation felt great indignation over the collapse of the team's World Cup challenge that flew into infighting and allegations of treachery. So the former world champs face a humiliating early exit from the tournament if they fail to beat South Africa on Tuesday, or, because there's always that or scenario, or if Group A rivals Mexico and Uruguay draw in the day's other game. So that could happen. You have the striker who was upset, Nicholas Anelka, I think it's Anelka, flew home after being dropped from the squad. That was it. He had an angry showdown with the coach at halftime when France was beaten by Mexico 2-0, if you remember. And that's ridiculous. They're being called the French divas. I can think of a few other names. Come on. Man up. Man up, dudes. That's just ridiculous. It's not necessary. They don't want to train. It's a scandal for the French. It's a scandal for the Federation and the French team. It's a shame. I agree with the French team director who says, I'm leaving the Federation. I'm sickened and disgusted. And in France, soccer rules. Soccer is a big deal. So shame on the French. Should they have really been there? Matt, what do you think? The French need to stop whining. It's stupid. They should just accept their fate and move on. Really, honestly. Speaking of accepting your fate, Kentucky Republican Senate candidate, who we're going to have back on, Rand Paul, was really blunt. You got to love this. And he said to the millions of Americans who are unemployed in the long term, he's not saying, I really believe he meant people that were unemployed for a while. He said, you need to accept a wage that's less than you had at your previous job and just get back to work. He's saying the issue is bigger than unemployment benefits. He was talking to a host on the very network we air on locally on WVLK in Lexington, Kentucky. He was talking to Sue Wiley and saying that ultimately we have to sometimes accept a wage that's less than we had before so that we can work and get the economy going again. Nobody, and here's the part I like, you said, nobody likes that, but it may be one of the tough love things that has to happen. And the reason he said it is he was asked about the increasing proportion of the long-term unemployment that's something that's being voted on. And on the Republican side of the ledger, they have blocked a measure that would have extended $120 billion in unemployment benefits to jobless Americans in the Senate last week, and that was a big deal. So he says, look, it's a matter rather of making priorities. And in Europe, they give about a year of unemployment. We're up to 2 years now in America, which he's right. And it is a tough thing. I mean, it's a tough thing when someone's unemployed because some really good people get jammed up by their jobs for whatever reason. They can hire someone, they furlough people, and then they can hire some people for less, and they can't make it with the benefits that they have to pay for whatever reasons. And then you've got people at different stages in their life who are looking for jobs, and it is pretty tough out there, degree or no degree. I don't think it matters. I met someone the other day just by accident who was working, a guy, he was working at a makeup counter in one of the department stores, and he had like a master's. And he had a master's in philosophy and had a job at a school where they cut the arts out because they couldn't afford it any longer. So there he was. And I think the whole unemployment thing, there's no boundary to it, really. You could say that people with degrees, well, maybe more of them are still working or if there's a job open, but I don't know that that's necessarily true. Anyway, Rand Paul saying to the people who are unemployed, cry me a river, take the pay cut, stop asking for handouts if you've been out of work for 2 years, and do what you can to get working again. So that makes news. And good for Sue Wiley for talking to Rand and having that out there from WVLK, which is one of our one of the affiliates that we love and cherish here on the America Tonight show. All right, we're going to scatter shoot a little bit, too, because I want to squeeze a couple of other things in that are worth mentioning that we haven't talked about yet. besides this Crimea River thing, we move from the French babies and whiners to Rand Paul saying people that are unemployed for 2 years need to get a grip and they need to move on with it. So we move forward to this story about the law and terror. You know, we were talking about the mosque and feeling out the wounds and figuring out a way to heal the stereotyping. Well, something interesting happened that has to do with the terror law. As you now know, when we talk about terror and we talk about what they can and cannot do, when you look clearly on the face of it, you have to be able to act when you suspect certain things, right? You know, it's like right after 9/11, I'm trying to put this into some semblance of making sense of the point I'm trying to make here. Once 9/11 happened, I mean, all bets were off, but not all bets were off for everybody. And I understand not wanting big government down our throats, because I completely agree with that. I think I went on the soapbox the other night and talked about that. I'm absolutely all about smaller government. However, when it comes to the anti-terror law, the High Court, the Supreme Court, upheld the law that barred material support to foreign terrorist organizations, in a nutshell, and that they rejected the free speech challenge from humanitarian aid groups because these groups were saying that it's not right. The court ruled 6-3 that the government can forbid all forms of aid to designated terror groups, even if the support consists pretty much of advice and training about peaceful and legal activities. And I think this was good. Chief Justice John Roberts said material support intended even for benign purposes can help a terror group in other ways. Of course it can. And then it frees up other money from that organization that could be put to violent uses. You don't have to be a scientist to hook all those pieces together. You don't have to be a brain surgeon. So the Obama administration said the material support law is one of the most important terror-fighting tools. I finally agree with them. It's been used about 150 times since September 11th, in fact, resulting in 75 convictions. And what do you think? Well, we always say follow the money. Most of the cases involve money and other support for terror groups. So only a handful even dealt with the kind of speech involved in the case decided on Monday. The aid groups involved had trained a group in Turkey on how to bring human rights complaints to the United Nations and also assisted them in peaceful negotiations, but they had to stop it when the U.S. designated the Turkish group as a terrorist organization in 1997. So that was a good one. It should stay the way it is. The High Court was dead on right. They have to uphold an anti-terror law. Imagine the disaster. Yeah, sure, we'll take this aid. Wink, wink. And then we'll use the money and funnel it in a different direction. Jeez, come on, give me a break. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.